The white-marked tussock moth caterpillar may look menacing, with its red head, white tufts, and prominent tail. But this caterpillar won't sting. It and other common caterpillars can be found around trees this time of the year.
This is a pretty mature caterpillar here, which is why it's coming down the tree and looking for a place to spin its cocoon.
That's LSU Ag Center entomologist Tim Showalter holding a bluish-brown forest hen caterpillar. While caterpillars that don't sting may not be much of a nuisance to people, they will eat the leaves of several species of trees.
Problem with these, they can cause some noticeable defoliation of some of the trees, especially oaks and sweet gums, sometimes fruit trees.
Showalter says in most cases, the defoliation won't hurt the tree, but homeowners with fruit trees may want to spray with an insecticide such as malathion to keep the caterpillars from chewing up their tree. Non-stinging caterpillars are more abundant, but people should watch out for the stinging varieties, such as the buck moth caterpillar.
If you do get stung by the caterpillar, the best first aid treatment is to get a piece of tape and put it over the stung area to try and remove as much of the spines that may be embedded as possible.
A paste made from rubbing alcohol and baking soda can help neutralize the sting. Stings commonly occur on the foot when the caterpillar is stepped on. So Showalter says it's best not to walk barefoot outdoors during March and April while these pests are out. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.